Dad?
Bringing pictures to your ears, to be viewed in the theater of your mind. Palmac presents Picture Fall.
Troops, it's William Wilde, and here we are again on Picture Phone. And here we are on the Hollywood Freeway, headed north. And let's see, we're coming up now to the 5 Freeway. Yep, here it comes. There's the big old green sign saying, 210 to Pasadena and 5 to Sacramento. Now, that's because I'm on my way out to the desert. Yeah, right. Well, I know I should be at home making this picture phone tape for you, but listen, I've been working my ass off, okay? And I don't want to hear any comments about not having much ass to work off. But I really have, and I'm taking a little time for myself to go out and join some of my friends for one hell of a desert bash. Yeah. That's right, a party in the desert. I know a bunch of people, crazy people, who are dragging their generators and their musical instruments, and, I suppose, assorted play toys and tents and stuff and drugs and booze and things, you know, and stuff and things and things and stuff. Take all their goodies and set up camp out in the middle of the desert in some place called Jawbone Canyon. And it's going to be, if tradition is any indication, as it has been for the last couple of years, one hell of a party. So, look, I just think I've got it coming, you know. I've been working real hard. I've been sweating and straining and doing that work thing. And now I think I deserve a little rest and relaxation, just a little R&R. But that doesn't mean you guys can't come along. So that's why we're on the freeway now, headed north, out to the old California desert. Just me and all of you. So grab your lawn chairs and your sunscreen and, you know, your goodies, your snacks, your stash. And come on along. We're going to be partying hardy.
You've arrived. 761-3330. For most phone entertainment, you can get in one ear at one time.
Let's see here. What the hell? As long as we're on the road, nothing much to do out here. Let's see what's on the radio.
Some clan is approaching. But as we
anyway, all I know is it's gonna be an adventure. And you're all invited to come along, or you can hang up now and save yourselves. But I am not altogether sure I've got enough stuff to hold me over on a trip like this. I mean, God, what if I get stuck? What if something happens and I have to stay overnight in this big, beautiful canyon out in the middle of the desert with all these great, neat people and rock and roll and sex and drugs and music and stuff? Oh, well. And, speaking of stuff, here's some fresh, hot, steaming stuff for you.
Input. Debbie, Dove, Dallas.
a lick-poking time. What an orgy. I really got off on it. Oh, baby, yeah. Hey, Paul, little monster Mac, how you doing? You don't know me. William Wild Dove. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, go out and watch Debbie Dove Dallas. Yeah. You got it. I have no more input. Because I've got to go. I jump in the bid and do my input there. Adios.
Gambler. Debbie Does Dallas, that's your favorite? Man, that's an old film, guy. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with, you know, recommending a classic or anything, but if that's, in all these years, the only good foreign film you've seen, you ought to get with the times, you know what I'm saying? See, some of the newer ones that have come out since Debbie Does Dallas, like, Michelle Does Burbank, and Amy Does Oz, and oh, there's that great one, oh, it was really good, Gambler Goes Down on Georgia. Oh, maybe I'm getting some of that confused. Well, I'll check my storage books.
In the meantime, here, listen to this.
I mean, wow, that was a good program. I think it was your best, even though you say it wasn't. You did pretty good at it. This is a comment from WSMC. I think I'll take the movie City Slickers this time. I'm going to give it a real high rating. One of the best movies in a long time, with Billy Crystal, Jack Palance, and a good cast. Interesting movie. There's some slow parts, but a lot of funny parts and real dramatic parts, too. There was a part in a classroom where the parents go to a PTA meeting and they start teaching kids swear words and everything. But then there was some good parts out on the prairie and a lot of animals and everything, making the movie good. It's a lot of good mix. It's just really interesting, and it's one of his, Billy Crystal, one of his best. I think he's going to get an award for it. Anyhow, hope all of you are doing good. And Paul, keep up the good work, too. Good line. Glad to have you back and running.
Well, here we are again, troops, still on Highway 14. And we're just now passing, on our right, the famous Vasquez Rocks, which is a fairly appropriate thing to be talking about here on Picture Phone, since a totally uncountable number of movies, starting back in the 30s, have been shot out here in Vasquez Rocks. Vasquez Rocks is one of the famous landmarks, at least in cinema history, for Southern California. Whoop, here comes another sign. Where the hell are we now? Oh, great, we're just about to pass Escondido Canyon. Escondido Canyon in the Maritime Lakes Mountains, just beyond the Vasquez Rocks. What is he talking about? I don't know. Fuck, I better get back to driving. You get back to this.
This is CLJ2 calling in from the old video ranch with a roundup of favorite films. One of the biggest stars of B-Westerns was Charles Sterrett, who began at Columbia Pictures in the mid-1930s after a career in dress melodramas and collegiate pictures, and soon hit the top of the list of top 10 Western stars, remaining there until his retirement in 1952. He starred in almost 150 second features and was most famous for portraying masked cowboy the Durango Kid in over 60 features, logging more screen time than any other costumed cowboy. Sterrett first played the character in 1941's The Durango Kid, but the series really took off in The Return of the Durango Kid in 1944. From then until his retirement, Sterrett played the part in every one of his films. Continuity was the weak point of the series, as the Durango Kid's alter ego and situation changed from film to film. The only consistency was that, mostly, His first name was Steve, and he was involved in some kind of cowboy activity. Later features relied increasingly on stock footage. At least one film was assembled from sequences of two previous films with only about 15 minutes of new material. Originally stunt-doubled by Edwin Parker, Sterrett soon shared the role with Jocko Mahoney, a partnership that became famous over the years. Mahoney also portrayed himself in several of the films before beginning his TV career as the Range Rider and Yancey Derringer. Another element central to the popularity of the series was co-star Smiley Burnett, who joined Durango soon after leaving Republic Pictures, where he had supported Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Sunset Carson, and others. Smiley Burnett was unique in that he was the only member of the top 10 Western star list who was not a hero but a sidekick. The stories were pretty standard shoot-em-ups with musical interludes, but aided by Smiley's antics, a few fantasy elements would creep in, such as the time Smiley bought a funeral parlor and discovered he had a partner, a singing, living skeleton named Doc. But central to the success of the series was Starrett himself, his earnest performance helping to overcome any script deficiencies. Currently running on the Movie Channel, you can see the Durango Kid in over a dozen titles. More than 30 are available on tape for rental from Eddie Brandt Video in North Hollywood. Just look for Charles Sterrett titles after 1944 for an hour's worth of cheap, fun entertainment with two of the West's top stars. This has been Charles Lee Jackson II, calling in from the old video ranch. We'll see you again now, real soon now. You hear?
Oh, my God, I don't believe it. I just saw the sign. I'm supposed to go about 20 miles past Palmdale and Lancaster. I just saw a sign that says, that's another 25 miles just to Palmdale and Lancaster. Oh, Jesus. I guess I'm going to be on the road for another hour, folks. It's coming as a bit of a surprise to me because I had no idea that Jawbone Canyon was that far out in the middle of nowhere. I knew it was out in the desert, but gee Louise. Well, I guess it's going to be a bit of a drive yet, so you guys just keep back and relax and here, listen to some more stuff.
Hey gang, it's Amy Nitrate, and oh, picture fun, I hope I look good for all of you. I've got my hair done and my makeup on, I hope I look good, because I don't want to look bad, since you can all see what I look like while I'm leaving this comment. I would just like to say, well, the last movie I went and seen was The Doors movie with Val Kilmer playing Jim Morrison, and when it comes out on video, or if you could still catch it, I advise everyone to see it, even if you're not a Doors fan. Check it out anyway if you like music or history, because it shows a lot of what happened in the 60s. And I never knew Jim Morrison personally, but from what I understand, Val Kilmer portrayed him excellently. So see it, The Doors movie, when it comes out on video, or if it still plays at a theater around here. Check it out. It's a great flick. I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Well, troops, welcome back into the old Wild Wagon. Here we are still working our way up Highway 14. We're just about to pass the Pear Blossom Highway off-ramp. Now, I've never driven on Highway 14 past Pear Blossom Highway. That's where I usually get off when I'm heading up to Las Vegas. So from here on in, it's going to be a totally new experience. Completely new territory. Ooh, what an adventure. I'm so excited.
Oh, William Wilde, come off it. It was not a lame tape. I mean, you know, I've heard tapes that weren't nearly half as good as the one you put out this week. I mean, you know, I want to hear that. You know, it was a damn good tape. And I would like, you know, you know, I'd stack it up against any tapes around town, you know? Anyway, I'm sort of rambling here, so I'll catch you later. Anyway, this is the Psychotronic Man signing off. See ya. Oh, by the way, Bill, best of luck on your exams. Be seeing you.
Terrific. Here comes, all right, at least here comes the sign. We're Avenue P. Avenue P! Do you believe Avenue P? We're in a place so fucking prehistoric, they haven't even gotten around to, you know, having full names for their streets. They're still calling them just by the alphabet. A, B, C, Avenue A, Avenue B, Avenue C. Wow, as soon as they finish that, they can start on Avenue 1 and Avenue 2. What's that? It's a movie theater. Way out in the middle of nowhere. It's a movie theater, Paul. They got two screens. They got Rocketeer. God damn it, civilization. I'm not going to the party. I'm going back to... Nah, forget it. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me, for sure, that's what friends are for now. Well, guys, it shouldn't be too long now. We are finally getting to Palmdale, Lancaster, Palmdale, whatever the hell it is. And just about another 20 miles should get us, yeah, it looks about right, about another 20 miles, and we'll be at Jawbone. And then we'll be off on the dirt roads, headed out into the middle of nowhere, and God willing, we're going to find ourselves some party animals and some hot rock and roll. That's right. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. They actually bring generators and a bandstand and all this shit, lights and stuff, and they go out in the middle of the desert. And they have a concert or two. I mean, the bands play and people party, and it's great. I don't know exactly which bands or how many bands are going to be there, except for one. My friend Jessica Nesmith, who is one of Michael Nesmith's kids, actually the pretty one, her boyfriend, Bill, is in a group called the Psychedelic Contestant. Pretty hardcore little punk band, but they're good. They're damn good. And they're going to be out there playing tonight, so... Look forward to that, and when we get out there, I'll record a little of their stuff, and you can hear what's going on, okay? Anyway, I don't know what I'm rambling about. I'm just trying to keep myself busy while I'm on the road, working my way out to what appears to finally be my destination. I feel a little bit like I should have Paul Mack with me or something, because there's no question that my destination is unknown at present, but it will soon be known, and I'll let you know as soon as I know what I know, so you can know it too. What the fuck is he talking about? I don't know.
This is Mike from Granada Hills, California, and I'd like to talk about the movie Switch, which I saw. And it's starring Perry King and Ellen Barkin, but I'd like to tell you more about it, but you're going to have to call 407-1400 and then dial up 048 off the main.
Wait, what is this, Mike? Hey, this is Paul Mack's movie line, you know? You call Paul Mack Presents the Picture Phone, right? And
right.
This is where we do like entertainment stuff and reviews of movies and so forth, and you tell me you saw Switch.
And I like the movie.
You like Switch. Oh,
yes.
Good. You called to tell us that you like Switch, but you're not going to tell us anything about it because you got some other silly little REC thing going. What is all that all about, Mike?
Well, you'll just have to call that and find out.
What is that? 407-1400. What is that?
Right. 048 off the main menu.
048 off the main. What is that? You call out.
Well,
you got some kind of show going over there?
Oh yeah.
What is that? Tell me what's it called?
Well, it's called Movie Review.
The Movie Review.
Yes.
407-1400.
I'm trying to be as good as Paul Mack. Unfortunately, I'm not yet.
Well, you're taller.
I'm practicing.
Yeah, you're practicing. Well, practice makes pimples, they say.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks an awful lot, Mike, for calling and telling us nothing at all. And if anybody wants to have a movie review, well, Christ's sake, don't call Picture Phone. Call Mike Granada Hills.
No, no, you
407.
You can
pick a pit. That's easy for you to say.
Yeah. What do you think that sounds, folks?
This is not just a picture phone, but this is Paul Mack's picture phone. 761-3330. Local to more places than ever. I'm REC. I'm local to even more places. At 407-1400. Find out how to get your own free access. Enough of the plugging, and on with this.
Light your faith, and you can light the world. Set fire to the church of your choice.
Well, folks, we made it. I don't believe it, but we made it. I just took this car over dirt roads and back roads and flying over ravines and gullies, and it would have made Bullet look like a Sunday afternoon drive. But we made it. In fact, we got here just in time for a psychedelic test to go on. I'd say that's pretty good timing. Currently standing out in the middle of nowhere. Giant rocks formations and prairie brush. More crazy long-haired freaks on drugs than you've ever seen in one place in your life.
Hello, folks. This is Paul Mack here. Mr. William Wilde. How are you, Paul? Hope the tape's going good. Hey, I got one of my young film student friends on the phone here, Carl Famous Star. Carl, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing fine, Carl. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How am I doing? I'm doing good, too.
Yeah, and you know, Carl and I went to see a movie called The Jungle Fever. Carl, can you sing it with me? I've got jungle fever, you've got jungle fever, he's got jungle fever, I'm in love. Anyway, hey, and did we like that movie, Carl? Did you... What do you think?
I thought it was really good. I liked it, except for one part.
What part was that?
I didn't like the way they portrayed Italians in it.
You didn't like the Italians? I thought the Italians were very accurate.
They made them like... I'm not like that. They made them like jungle people. They ate bad and they looked bad.
Now, wait. Aren't all sticks the same? No, I mean, you know.
Huh? No, I'm not like that. No, I mean... okay, that's fine. But then they made the black people like all these rich people and stuff. It just didn't make any sense to me.
So you thought the Italians were portrayed poorly in the film?
The Italians were portrayed pretty bad.
Are you speaking as a true Italian or what?
Well, all I know is I'm not like that. And if they're true Italians, then I guess I'm not a true Italian. But I still thought it was good. I did like the way it began. With the, I mean, it got down the fever part, but, you know...
But, you know, Carl, I thought it was fairly accurate because when the Italians sit down there going, you know, listening to Frank Sinatra... You know, I thought that was so accurate. I mean, it was just...
But that's all they did in the movie. They only listened to Frank Sinatra, and they only ate spaghetti, and they ate it, and it kept hanging out of their mouth.
And when the Italian father beat his Italian daughter, I thought that was very true to life. You know?
Hey, my father never beat me.
But, you know, you're not an Italian girl. Anyway, I want to say this, that, no, I overall liked it as far as Spike Lee goes. I thought it was the best of his films so far. How do you think it raced with Spike Lee film?
I thought it was... probably his second
film. Well, overall, Carl, I'm going to give it a thumbs up. What are you going to give it?
I'll give it a thumbs up, except for the Italian scenes. When the Italian scenes come up, go up and get some popcorn or something.
Yeah, all right. That's popcorn.
Popcorn.
Anyway, shall we sing the closing song before we go? Okay, and I've got jungle fever. He's got jungle fever. We've got jungle fever. We're in love. Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Yeah! All right!
What?
Nothing!
Can't hear me sing?
No!
Can you see the big bugs flying around my face?
They're back!
Jessica.
Can you ask that guy to turn it up, please?
Hey,
Miss.
What is
that?
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Hey, Jessica.
Can you hear all the other vocals okay?
Yeah.
Will you rock in the good boy?
Well, gang, it looks like we've just about eaten up all the tape there is for this week's program. And the night has just begun. The action's just beginning to heat up out here, so I guess I'm going to be watching the sunrise over the Mojave Desert out here in Jawbone Canyon. And I'm afraid you guys are just going to have to wait a little while longer for this episode of this week's program of Paul Mack Presents Picture Funk. Because clearly I'm not going to make it back to town in time to get this on its proper deadline. So, again, my apologies. But, though I apologize for getting it on late, and for, again, not having much of a show to offer, I can't really say I'm sorry. Because I really needed this, and it was too good a time to turn down. So, anyway, I hope you enjoyed coming along for the ride, and that you enjoyed the comments from REC and Mike, and the Cybertronic guy, and Amy from Oz, and Paul Mack, and Carl Famous Star, and all the people who helped make this week's program come together. And just let me remind you to be sure and leave us some input on Friday and Saturday for use in a future Paul Mack Presents Picture Phone tape. And remember that Paul Mack's next show should be up this coming Sunday, which is the 7th of July. So, until next time, guys, this has been William Wilde for Paul Mack Presents and Wildside Studios, and thanks for letting me do it in your ear. Remember, if you missed any portion of this program, just stay on the line, and it will repeat momentarily. Yeah.